You know what I feel like doing now?
What?
I want to do name that tune.
Okay, we're talking about current songs again, so yes. Chris and I are not going to do well at this.
I think you will. I
want to do something that we suck at.
Well, you guys did really well on Factor Bullcrap. Let's do the Rolling Stones Top Songs of the Year.
Rolling Stone Magazine's top
Rolling
songs
Stone Magazine
year.
Put out their annual list of the top 100 songs of the year.
Uh-huh.
We are not going to do all 100.
Thank you.
Number 99. No, we're going to do the top five. Are you ready?
Sure.
And this is where I play a portion of the song, and the guys are going to decide whether or not they know what the name of the song is and by whom.
Our listeners will know this much more than we will because
perhaps
they listen to popular music.
Here is number five, according to Rolling Stone, the top five song of the year. Right? And it starts to spread.
This is terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, this is awful.
Yeah.
This is a top five song.
This is the top five, according to Rolling Stone. Tom?
I have no idea.
You got nothing?
Well, they're saying it over and over again. Maybe it's called Bring That Attitude Home.
It When a Fire Starts to Burn by Disclosure. I'm so disappointed you guys didn't know that.
It must have been a bad year for songs. That's number five. Wow.
You didn't know that? I'm so disappointed. All right, here's number four. A man of faith said, hidden eyes could see what I was thinking. This is better.
No, this is not much better. This is obviously for sensitive people. You listen to this after you've been drinking, you'd throw yourself off a building.
Yeah,
right.
Just drive into an embankment.
Now, now.
Anybody want to take a guess?
No idea what this is.
All right. This is Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend.
Vampire Weekend, though, is a great name for a band.
Sure. Sure. All right. Here is number three. And I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed. It's the omen, I keep it 300. Like the Romans, 300 where the Trojans. Of course, we've edited.
Thank goodness.
I've been a
menace for
the
longest, but I ain't finished. I'm
devoted, and you know. I want to say that's Eminem, but I don't know if it is or not.
No, it's not Eminem.
Okay.
This is Black Skinhead by Kanye West. Now, come on, man. Kanye West is like the best musician ever,
that's
right?
We just don't understand him.
We just, you know why? We are not hip enough. We're not urban enough.
Well,
we're not
certainly
young
that.
Enough.
There's certainly that.
We're not brain
all of
damaged
those,
enough.
All of those things.
We're not, we haven't, all yeah. Right. All right, here's number two. You're going to recognize this one, of course. And we'll never be
royals. Royals by Lord.
There you go.
I got one! Yay!
I knew this one too, and I don't like this song either.
This is okay.
This is number two.
I like our parody that we did better.
Yeah.
Alright, so there it is. That's the number two song. Alright, so now that means we move on to the number one top song of the year, according to Rolling Stone. You should get this one as well, I'm sure. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to
get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. Daft Punk, Get Lucky.
Yeah. I mean, and this song, this has got a pretty catchy hook to it.
Yeah. But it's annoying.
Song by Robot.
Repeats.
Yeah, this is one of those things where it's like, okay, you go into the club, you're dancing, and then you look up and go, can you put on something else?
Right.
Because I'm bored with this after like 8 seconds. You know, there it is.
You're supposed to get into the groove and be hypnotized.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting is Time Magazine also put out their top 100 list.
It's going to be different.
The number one was the same. It was Daft Punk.
Okay.
The number two was The Wire by Haim. You ever heard that?
I can't say that I have. Just keep your heart locked tight.
Don't let your mind read. Nope. Number three was also a different one. It was Control by Big Sean featuring Kendrick Lamar and Jay Electronica. Kendrick, Jigga, and Nas. Eminem, Andre 3000, the rest of y'all. New, just new, don't get involved. So it's, you know, real classy bit of music. Number four was Om by Yo La Tengo.
That didn't get played around here, I'll bet.
Why not?
I don't know. I just didn't.
And, of course, number five was also different. It was I Got a Boy by Girls' Generation.
You know, what happened to...
You've got to get a...
what happened to Wrecking Ball and what happened to...
Well, apparently they just
what
weren't...
What does the Fox say?
Well, apparently they just weren't on the scene long enough for them to be considered the top show of the year. So, or the top song of the year. And, you know, hey, there it is. We've now
the
learned
The only
something.
One of those songs, actually two of them that I would consider putting on my iPod is Royals by Lorde and then the one by... what was that slow female singer that you had? Or Vampire Weekend. That wasn't horrible. The rest of it, you can keep.
That's the best we came up with.
I wouldn't
for the last
put
year.
Any. I wouldn't put any of that crap on my iPod. Not. There wouldn't be 1 second of any of that.
Of course, I have more room on my iPod than you do. I've got the iPod.
Yeah. It's, that's the only. Anyway, no, I'm very selective. I have no time in my life to listen to crap. Life is too short to drink bad wine,
cheap beer,
bad food, and crappy music. WSAU, we'll be right back.
I'm happily married. I know that because she told me. Check in with the Admiral every morning. Come down in the kitchen, blow that Navy whistle. And I wait for my list. My list of chores, my honey-do list. They should call it the here. Don't do nothing stupid while I'm gone list is what they should call it. And they have to give us that list. Yeah, they have to. Because we need it. Men are no good unsupervised. We will make the wrong decision every time. Just be driving down a road, happy hour. I like to be happy for an hour. Five hours later, you're naked, peeing in your hamper, going, I hate your mother. I hate her. There, I said it. I hate her.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.